say. Well, how about those big ones that we've been coming out there to get to make a clothes out of?
They were sacks.
Okay. What did you call a toe sack? Anything? Or was that something different?
Well, some people call them toe bags and some call them toe sacks. I don't know why the difference, but they all meant, I mean, it both meant the same thing.
Yeah. What would you call the, say if you're going to haul corn to the mill, whatever, you know, you're going to haul it in, what would you have a name that you call that certain amount of corn you take to the mill to be ground?
Well, used to, years ago, when people really made their bread at home and ate more than they bought. I mean, you know, than bought bread, you know.
Uh-huh.
People buy loaf bread so much now. But years ago, they didn't do that. And when they made their bread at home, they used a lot of cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd carry either a half a bushel or a bushel of corn at a time to the mill to have it ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the, say if you're loading firewood or hauling it, what would you call just the amount that you could carry at one time?
Load.
Okay. When a light burns out, an electric lamp, the thing you have to buy to put back in you is called what?
Bulb.
Yeah. Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you have to carry it out in a what? Or when you used to?
Well, when I used to do it, I'd either carry it in a bucket or dishpan. But some people have baskets that they carry.
Yeah,
in.
Right. Okay, on those barrels, what are the pieces that run around the barrel circumference to hold them together? Did you ever call them hoops, or was there
hoops?
Hoops. Was there anything else that?
Well, the barrel itself is made of stays.
Yeah, right.
And hoops.
Okay. What if you lost the cap to a bottle and you needed something to put down in it to, in the bottle cap to keep the liquid in? What would you call that?
Stopper.
Okay, and what would it possibly be made out of?
Well, old-time people used to make them out of corn cobs.
Huh, yeah, I never thought about that. I don't ever think I've seen one made out of corn cob.
It does pretty good.
Like, yeah, I guess it would. Those things were real thick after you cut the outside part off.
Shave it off till it fits.
Right? Yeah, right, okay.
And you can use either a piece of paper, mm-hmm, folded up, or a piece of cloth folded up.
Well, probably the most likely thing, though, if you were going to have to buy something at the store, some kind of stopper, what would they most likely be made out
Cork.
Of? Yeah. What's the instrument called that you put to your mouth and blow through?
Harp.
Yeah. Did y'all ever call them anything else?
Harmonica?
Yeah, right. They've got a lot of different names.